Welcome back to Snap Judgment from PRX and NPR. My name is Glenn Washington, and today we're exploring what happens when the best laid plans of mice and men go awry. Now, some people, they just throw in the towel, call it a day, but not the people on our show. Tara Clancy, she was one tough 11-year-old. But when she was not 11 years old, she told this story in front of a live audience in New York City. Take it away, Tara.
Hi, how's everybody doing? You all right? Okay. All right, here we go. It's the last inning of the game. We are down by one, two outs, no men on, no men anywhere. We are 11-year-old girls. We are playing softball. All right, so I'm in the dugout, right? And I am like nervous as hell. You know, I'm like writhing my little girl hands and I'm pacing back and forth. And I'm watching as Michelle, who is the best player on our team, is making her way towards the plate. All right, now, because this is the Catholic Youth Organization League, we are not called like, you know, the such and such Tomcats or the such and such Bulldogs. We are just St. Gregory the Great. period. In this game, we are playing our biggest rivals, who are called, I get this, Immaculate Conception. As in, it is us versus the greatest freaking miracle of all time. Got a prayer, you know. So Michelle is like, you know, she is like hopping on the balls of her feet and she's, you know, helicoptering the bat over her head. You know, she is approaching the plate like this is, you know, the World Series. This is not Yankee Stadium. This is not even a baseball field. This is basically a parking lot. It is a blacktop schoolyard field way, way out in Queens. And we play here for no other reason than we are girls. Really. All of the boys in the CYO play on dirt, and all of the girls play on asphalt. And this is just how it is. This is how it has always been. And we are young, but we are not too young to realize, you know, that this is some serious All right. So now Michelle is like continues making her way up towards the plate. And the last thing she does is she stops and she turns and she looks like at the handful of dads that hang out behind the backstop. Now, most of our fathers were like, you know, cops and construction workers during the week. But come Saturday, they were our coaches and our cheerleaders, you know, like minus the pom-poms, right? Instead of that, they scream things at us like, you know, hey, you know, you just gonna look at that ball, or you gonna take a swing sometime this year, sweetheart, you know? Or they're like, you know, atta girl, you drive that ball right through them, you know? Now, my father comes to every single game, but Michelle's does not. And so all of a sudden, I see her kind of stop and shock on her face, because there he is, her dad. Now, he was actually like a sweetheart of a guy, but a serious alcoholic. She sees him and her face lights up and he smiles and he does the old, you can do it fist pump. And that's all it takes. Michelle turns, she stamps into the box, she proceeds to smack the very first pitch into left field for a double. Now Michelle's on second base, and the pitcher goes to wind up, and Michelle takes off to steal third, and she is like half the way there when the catcher takes the ball, wings it to the third baseman, and it should be game over. But then, Michelle does something that nobody there that day, nobody on either team, had ever seen done before. she slides on asphalt. And it is like the earth stops spinning, right? I mean, it is like the clouds freeze in the sky and time stops and every single person in attendance goes, and now the third baseman is standing there and she's got the ball and she's got it way up here. Like she's just not even moving. Like she's in total shock. She doesn't even like practically look down to tag her, right? And still it's going, you know, right? And now Michelle is down there and she writhes on the ground finally. And now like we know she's alive, but it still goes, you know. And finally the umpire, who is just like gobsmacked, runs out and he's like, safe? And whoosh, right? We go off the rails. I jump from the ground up into the chain link fence, like Spider-Man style, right? And I'm like 5 feet in the air. I got my fingers through the chain link. I am shaking this thing. I'm like, yeah! Ah! Meanwhile now, all the girls on their team on the field literally just start taking off their gloves and like throwing it to the ground, you know, and they're like, you can't do that. You can't do that. And all the moms also come out and like, you can't do that. Right? Somebody's dad shows up and he's like, you know, that's disgusting. Who would tell a young girl to slide in the concrete, you know? Somebody's grandmother even says, God will punish you for this. Finally, the umps and the coaches and everybody comes out and they meet, you know, out on the mound and powwow and debate and whatever. And ultimately, they decide that, you know, turns out there is no written rule against sliding on asphalt. So the call stays. But, you know, the practice is like officially deemed, you know, a pretty stupid idea. And we get some about, you know, like never doing it again. Now, it turns out, right, sliding on asphalt doesn't really involve much sliding, right? Like, you know, pretty much if you do it absolutely perfectly, you rip out the entire seat of your pants as you go and only the first layer of skin. Done wrong, you know, you need like upwards of a dozen stitches, you know, and either way, you get a bruise the size of Connecticut. But either way, no matter how you do it, it works every single time because nobody expects you to be stupid enough to try, right? And I know that for a fact because following this game, pretty much every single girl on my team would go on to do it. In fact, like, we couldn't wait, you know? Like, you know how, like, Girl Scouts, like, collect those little triangle patches for, like, accomplishments, you know, like, kite making or something, and there's a little picture of a kite on it, right? Okay, like, this was me. I wanted a patch, you know? I wanted a patch with a little bloody leg on it, you know? The next game comes around and we are like, we're just out of our minds. Like literally anytime one of if we just get on base, right? All the rest of us just start, you know, just start cheering. You know, we're like, do it, do it, do it. It's like, you're not at church league softball anymore. You're like at a cage fight, man. It's like MMA. We're like, ah! We're like taking tin cans and squashing them into our foreheads, you know? And I'm like dying. I cannot wait for my chance, right? And so finally, here it is. I am on second base. Somebody whacks one out into right field. I start running for third. The third base coach is like holding me off. I'm like, hell no. I round the base. I'm heading for home, right? I got my head down. I'm in like this full-on sprint, you know? And I get like a couple steps, you know, away from home plate. And I just look up and I watch as the catcher catches the ball, right? I'm done for. But I'm like, screw it. I jump up into the air. I literally dive over the catcher head first, full on swan dive. And then I come down head first. Bang, blackout. when I come to, my father is standing there over me, and he is like waving, you know, two fingers in front of my face, and he's got like, you know, steam is coming out of his ears, and but I've got like this big smile, you know, and I'm like, so? And he's like, well, you know, look, I think it's probably only, you know, like a mild concussion, you know? And I'm like, no, 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 so? And he's like, what? Oh, for Pete's sake, you know, he's like, you're safe. You were safe, you jerk. this is a little postscript. Turns out, this year, it is now 23 years later, so it took 23 years. This year, 23 years later, for the first time ever, the CYO finally righted this wrong. And just this past softball season, all the little girls in Brooklyn and Queens played on dirt. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tara, for telling your story on The Snap. If you want to hear more stories like this one, check out the storytelling series Sideshow Goshko. We'll have a link to all of their info and also a link to Tara's homepage on our website, snapjudgment.org.